If you have a mortgage on your home and are struggling to make ends meet, refinancing your home with a lower interest rate might seem like an ideal solution.
With the reduced monthly payments, you'll have more money in your pocket each month and will be able to pay off all your debts faster. Refinancing might be the right option for you if you have equity in your home and can secure a new loan at a lower interest rate. However, this step is not suitable for everyone or every situation.
Let's take a closer look at whether refinancing is right for you. Can I refinance to pay off debt? Refinancing a mortgage is not as simple as it sounds. In Canada, you can refinance your mortgage only if you meet certain conditions. You must have good credit and meet the lender's requirements for loan-to-value ratio and equity. If you do, refinancing can give you lower monthly payments, a shorter term, or lower interest rate. To understand when refinance is worth it, check out this article.
Unlocking equity in your home by refinancing or selling is a good option if your mortgage balance, loan principal plus original first mortgage, is less than 80% of the home value. This means that you have more equity than debt after subtracting any other liens like second mortgages or home equity loans.
If your property value has increased since taking out the mortgage, you might want to sell and buy again with a smaller mortgage. Who should refinance their mortgage? Refinancing your mortgage is a cost-effective way to lower your monthly payments, reduce the length of your loan, and get access to additional cash. However, it's not an option for everyone or every mortgage. Refinancing is not available to all home buyers. It's a privilege that banks grant you based on a set of criteria. The process involves a new loan with different conditions and terms. So, if your bank is offering you to refinance your mortgage, then you must avail it.
How a mortgage refinance works. 1.
Calculate the approximate value of your home. 2. What is roughly 80% of the value of your house? Since 80% is often the maximum mortgage amount for a home, that is roughly how much we have to deal with for your refinance. 3. How much of your current mortgage is still unpaid? 4. From the 80% worth of your house, deduct the amount still owed on your current mortgage.
The first thing we need to do is pay out your existing mortgage.
5. The outcome determines how much extra home equity you will have to work with. 6. You can pay off bills, make improvements, make investments, or do whatever else you'd like with the extra home equity.
The total amount of available equity does not have to be used. Refinance mortgage to consolidate debt. Think about the distinction between reducing your credit limit and canceling your account. Request this from your broker or lender if you want a certain credit card or credit line to stay open/accessible after the refinance is complete. Otherwise, it can be closed indefinitely. Consider raising your mortgage payment to catch up on your mortgage faster if your total monthly payment decreases as a result of no longer having to make loan or other credit installments. You will still benefit from making a single,
straightforward payment if you increase your mortgage payment,
and you will pay off your loan more quickly,
which will result in even greater interest savings. In the event of a cash flow problem or an emergency throughout the term,
you can turn off and on these extra mortgage payments if they are set up properly utilizing mortgage prepayment capabilities. Mortgage refinance pros and cons. Interest rates are the key justification for proceeding with a cash out refinance to pay off your credit card obligations. Credit card interest rates can be as high as 30%.
Mortgage interest rates, on the other hand, are often substantially lower today.
Your credit scores could be boosted by paying off all of your credit card debt. To shut your credit card accounts after paying them off,
however, may be required by some lenders.
This could lower your credit scores, especially if the accounts are old and add to your credit history. There are a number of possible difficulties that consumers who refinance their mortgages to pay off credit cards may encounter.
For instance, if you do not alter your spending patterns,
you risk adding new credit card debt to your existing, likely higher, mortgage payments.
Additionally, because they are now a part of your mortgage,
you will end up paying for the purchases that caused you trouble over a much longer period of time.
Additionally, cash-out refinancing reduces your equity, which means you own less of your house.
Want to refinance mortgage or need some quick cash?
Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help.
Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you.
Amazing thing. The process is free, and you can quit it at any time.
We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you, with prudent advice.
Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below.
If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about.
Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.